Today we're beginning a new series of conversations that are all about the ongoing power of not giving a fig. Now, to be clear, we will be using the word fuck and fig interchangeably. But that's the first thing to notice. While it is more easily done to say that one is not giving a fig, because then those who are concerned about the other word will not necessarily put much attention on it. It doesn't really matter which one you use. That's the way to begin. But here's the bottom line. We've talked about this before in many different ways. One way we've talked about this is that you have a desire for something, and when you care whether or not it happens, you're getting in the way of it happening. The testament to this is all around you. If you gave a fig about how power was generated, if you gave a fig about what was happening in the pipes that deliver the water, if you gave a fig about which computers, which servers your connection to this conversation are going through, and you said, I don't want it to go through these computers, I want it to go through these computers, that would get in the way of you having what you're wanting. But if we look at the banking system, if you demand that the world pay you instead of that which is yours by default, which is arising from within you, simply arrive and then show up with the backstory, you're getting in the way. Now, what do we mean by when we say, if you demand that the world pay you? If you're looking at anyone else, anything else, external, you're looking at the world. Now, it's your world, but you've intentionally externalized it. If you make your helpers the source of your good, you're giving a fig about what happens. This is probably the most practical application of this topic, although it's not the only application. And there are others that you may say, well, naturally, this one is more practical. This one is more specific to my particular issue. If you look at your body and you say, this body is supposed to make me feel better, and it's not, you're giving a fig, and you're going to get in the way of what you're wanting. If you look at other people and you say, these people are supposed to make me happy, this person is supposed to make me happy, this person is supposed to make me feel better, you're giving a fig about what they do, in other words, you're getting in the way of what it is that you actually desire. You're the one who gets to decide when and where and how and why you feel better. Now, we don't really recommend you spend too much time on any of those. You can just simply feel better now. It is not the job of money. It's not the job of the world and any of the components of the world, including money and other people and your body, to make you feel better. That's not what you're here for. You're here for the delight that arises from their presence, which is very different. Giving a fig starts with that idea. It doesn't start exactly here, but this is where it kind of comes into focus. Giving a fig comes into focus when you think about the kid sitting at the table, begging their spoon, demanding to be fed, because they're giving a big fig about whether or not the person cooking their food is actually going to deliver it, when they're going to deliver it, what it is they're making, and whether it's going to taste good. If you decide that every meal you're served is delicious, and you don't give a fig about any specific meal, and more significantly, you're willing to walk away from any meal served to you, including one you may have made your own, you yourself on your own, you're no longer giving a fig. You're allowing the good that is yours by default to rise up and come to you in forms that are delightful. When you look at another person and you say, this person owes me money, or I need these clients or these customers to buy my services or products, and I need them to do so in a way that makes me feel better. I want to feel better in the having of the cash that I deserve. You're giving lots of figs. You're putting onus on another person. You're putting onus on dollars, pounds, euro, etc. you're putting the onus of the feel better on something external to you, and that's not its job. The externalization is for the delight of the contrast, not for the feel better. The feel better is an inside job always. It has nothing to do with externals, ever, ever, ever. You've trained yourself to believe that it does. You've given lots and lots and lots of figs, and then given much more figs to have more figs than that, because you thought it was really important. But the bottom line is, that's not the job of any of these things. We earlier said, if you decide that it is the job of the world to pay you, you're going to be very disappointed. We didn't say quite like that, but that means you're giving a fig. And when you give a fig, you always get disappointment. You may sometimes get anger. Sometimes you get bitterness. Sometimes you get resentment. But it's going to be a feel worse. Most of the time, it lands right on the square on disappointment. Or the one that we've always found the most curious is betrayal. The reason why we find betrayal confusing or curious is because we know that that inherently means you know what is happening external to you. You know that the external elements, the other person, the situation, the condition, the thing, the object, the body, including yours, is your own creation. And the betrayal comes from the fact that you thought it was going to pay off. The betrayal also indicates that you gave a lot of figs and that you thought it was really important for those experiences to happen to make you feel better. But there is no external experience that can ever make you feel better. You get to decide to feel better, and then not as a result, but as an extension of the feel better, which sounds like result, but that's logic and that's not what we mean. You do feel better. You feel the delight, you feel the wonder, you feel the magic, you feel the freedom, you feel the joy, but it's not coming from those other things. For you see, nothing externalized can ever be a source of your good. It's not possible because you are the source of what they are. You're manifesting them. They're not manifesting you. And so when you give a fig about what they're supposed to do for you, which is a lot of what this is about, other people, things, bodies like your own, conditions, situations, money, that if you have or if it happens in a certain way, then you will feel better. You've given so many figs that you've pushed it way out and it's going to never really come until you change your mind and decide to just not give a fig and to give up. Now, our number one suggestion is always going to be that we recommend that you give up your figs immediately, if not sooner. Because every fig that you're holding, every fig that you're giving, where you're saying you must do for me that which I have commanded you to do, it goes womp womp. It does not work for you. It just simply doesn't. What you're really doing here when you do these things is you're taking your reality and who you believe yourself to be way too seriously, making it be very important. When it isn't important, this is a flibbertigibbet. This is a will of a wisp. This is a wave which you cannot pin onto the sand. The waves themselves, if you go to the beach and you stand on the beach and you see the waves and you are there in the water and the waves come up past your ankles, up to your knees, maybe to your hips, you cannot pin that wave on the sand. You cannot pin any particular idea to any particular specific place. You've devised the conditionality that says, I know what things are, and I can depend upon my observation of them. You've locked things into place. So that's okay. That's fine. But when you really care about that, when you give a lot of figs about that, when you think this is really important, and my inability to pin that wave upon the sand is an indication of my failure. Wrong, 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 wrong. Fortunately, thankfully, hallelujah, you're wrong. Your inability to pin a wave upon the sand has no meaning whatsoever, because that's not what you're here for. The flibbertigibbets, the wills of wisp that are coming up, that are rising to meet you, people, places, things, situations, conditions, everything is moving and everything is in constant motion and everything is happening very quickly and everything is happening on your behalf and to your benefit in wonderful ways because of what it is, but it has no obligation to deliver that to you. So here's the seeming paradox, and it's only a paradox because of what you're investing. The seeming paradox is the soon as you stop giving a fig, the very thing you want rises up to meet you. Seems like a paradox because you believe that effort expended has a formulaic approach. Like, if I put so many widgets of effort into this event, then I will get paid off, multiplied by the outcome. No, that never happens. The things that usually pay off the best and the brightest and the most amazing are the ones you have very little to do with, based upon that construct. It doesn't mean you don't have a desire for it. Oh, yes, the desire is there, wouldn't be arising otherwise. But the things that you are most figless about, and you're thinking, it's just, it doesn't really matter, are the ones that pay off the best. The internet is a really good example of this. The banking system is a really good example of this. Things that are extremely complex in their nature are paying off for you constantly in this moment. Literally in this moment it is happening. You are benefiting from the internet right at this moment. You have nothing to do with it, and you're rather figless about it. We recommend you maintain that state, and you don't have to maintain it. See, that's the other thing. Don't give a fig about how many figs you're figging, because you are in the right place at the right time in the right way by the very nature of your being. You can't be anywhere else. So today being the day of your great good, and now being the time and here being the place where all of this magic is happening, we recommend you just not give a fig. Not give a fig about this, about what we're saying, about who we are, about who you are, about what surrounds you. And let the things, the people, the situations, the conditions, the cash, dollars, pounds, and euro rise up to meet you. Let them figlessly rise up to meet you. Now, here's the thing. From our perspective, when we look at you, you are giving a great number of figs. In other words, there is a tremendous amount of resistance in play that's part of the system that you're in the middle of manifesting. You do have to keep the non-physical at bay. But you're so strong and powerful and capable in that. That's not on the table. It's why we rarely talk about it. We will refer to it, and we will say there's an inherent amount of resistance in the system that you're in right now for these very few seconds or minutes, but that's why you're only here for seconds or minutes. You're not here over a long period of time. Not 70, 90, 120 years, but seconds or minutes, because you are, again, in the right place at the right time in the right way, and everything is happening here for you on your behalf and to your benefit, and all is well. So you're here in the middle of this, and it's wonderful. It's delightful. It's magical, in fact. And it's perfect, powerful, and quite astonishing. When you give a fig, and you say, well, I must, and I should, and I need, you're wrong. All your figs are lies. Now, even the one we're talking about, the big one, the keeping the non-physical at bay, that's a lie. You're pretending to be something you're not, but that's okay. That pretense is to your advantage. It's very delightful. That's why you're here. That's also why you're calling us forth, because you want to remember this. You want to know this. You do know it already. In fact, inherently, you know this. You want to remember it. You want to essentially drop the scales from your eyes. Give fewer and fewer figs, and be more in alignment with who you really are. Now, that's not exactly right for every person, but it's close to being right for everyone who is listening, who finds this of any interest, who is not offended by what we're saying. Now, when you give a fig and you say it's necessary, it's important, it's required, it's obligatory, I need, they need, we all need, everyone knows that. All that bullshit. When you do that, you're not hurting yourself. Well, it's painful. but you're not harming yourself. There's nothing you're doing to who you are, either as a self or as the broader you, that is intrinsically or permanently felt. It's more like an annoying bite or snap or whatever it may be, but you can experience, as many of you already know, what a philosopher might call death by a thousand cuts. You're not going to die, and they're not really cuts, but it just feels like it's a slog. You're constantly having to deal with so much shit, and the shit you're dealing with are the figs you're giving. That's all it is. Because the resistance that you offer to another person or to an event, a situation, a condition, a thing, including your body, including money in the bank, the resistance you're offering to it by saying you're not right, you should be different, I need you to change so that I'll feel better. The only person you're dealing with in all that, the only intelligence that you're dealing with in all that is entirely within you. It has nothing to do with the external ideas. The body, the other bodies in terms of other people, the situations, the conditions, the circumstances, the things, the objects, the plants and the trees and everything else. It has nothing to do with any of that. You're just projecting your own resistance onto them. And when you just say, I just am not going to give a fig anymore. I do not give a fig. I do not give a fig. I don't care. This can all go to hell in a handbasket. It doesn't go to hell in a handbasket. That's not what happens. What happens is everything begins to sort itself out because you're no longer getting in the way. Giving a fig is getting in the way. Now let's go back to something we said earlier. When you demand that the world pay you, we're going to use this probably more and more throughout this conversation, through this series, as a singular thing that we want to point at, because this is one of the most figful experiences that you have, demanding that other people provide for you. Now, it can look like that's exactly what's happening. If you have an employer, they are paying your paycheck, whatever that is, whatever that form it takes. If you are a person who has a business where you offer products and services, then your clients and customers are supporting you by paying you, but they're not supporting you. That's not what's happening. You are allowing them, that's what's happening, you're allowing them to manifest, and you're allowing them, you're actually directing them to manifest, and you're calling them forth, and they are here. This applies to employers. This applies to somebody who might just hand you a random 20 on the street. Like, here, look, you look like you could use 20. And you're like, oh, okay. Never look a gift horse in the mouth, and you take it and you move on. To as complicated as having a whole array of customers and clients scattered all over the world, hundreds or thousands of them, or millions of them, for that matter. Maybe even billions. They're not there to support you. They're there for the joy of what it feels like in the receiving of what it is that they're offering. And you decide for that here, now, not later, not when it happens. When you decide, I'm delighted by these customers and clients, this employer, these employers, these random people who are giving me cash, who are the channels of my good, I'm delighted by their presence and by who they are, not necessarily for any particular reason. But I'm simply delighted in the having of all of this. That turns everything. You become the one who has it. The onus is no longer on them to provide to you. When the world pays you, that's what that means. Because they're the world. They're in the world. They're part of the world that you're manifesting. It's not their job to provide for you. They're channels of your good. And the more you realize it's not their job to provide for you, the more they can provide for you, or the more it would appear that they do. The more you say, I don't give a fig about my customers or clients or my employer or employers or my patron or my this or that or that, whatever, the easier it is for them to give to you. Because if you're putting a lot of pressure on them to give to you, if you're putting, whether it's specifically on a specific person, like John Doe, your employer, or Roberta Rowe, your client, or Suzanne So, your customer, if you're putting pressure on them to deliver it's very hard for that to happen because your figness is getting in the way. You're making it very figgy, and it's very difficult, very sticky. That's why we say, somebody comes to us and says, someone stole something from me. And we say, immediately give it to them. Give it, give it, give it to them. We don't mean write them a letter. We don't mean transfer title. We don't mean anything physical. We just mean mentally give it to them. Drop all the resistance to them having it. That puts you back in the position of you being the one who is having. You're having the decision to give. And you may say, well, I didn't decide to give that to them. They took it from me. Well, no. You don't know that they took it from you. You don't want to rely upon the past, particularly if you don't like it. Don't give a fig about what happened. Put your attention on what you're doing right now. You're just going ahead and giving it away. The fastest way to get it back is to give it away. But you all know this. This is kind of a philosophical truism. It's definitely a metaphysical truism. As soon as you give something away, it's yours entirely. You cannot hold on to anything. You can make it look like you're holding on to things, like manifesting cash to pile up. You can pile up. You can fill your barns. You can fill your wallets to overflowing. You can fill your boxes and bank accounts and have multiple bank accounts because all the bank accounts are full. You can have all of that. But if you hold on to it, if you give a fig about how one bank is dealing with things, or you give a fig about whether someone is demanding something of you, whether it appears to be consensual or not, as soon as you, and we're talking about money here, as soon as you decide it's okay, they can take everything. I give it all away. You can have more. Because it's the figginess of having said, I must have it this way. I must, in order for me to feel better, I must have a number associated with my bank account that feels like that saves me, or that protects me, or that is going to be good for me. But there's nothing like that happening. Nothing can protect you. There's nothing to protect you from. You're not unsafe. You're always at the center of everything happening, and everything is always happening for you. Of course, the quickest way to feel unsafe is to start giving a fig about whether you're safe or not. If you're willing to say, I don't really give a fig, you will feel yourself liberated easily, effortlessly, and without much effort at all. Did we mention effortless? Because not giving a fig is quite an effortless thing. You may think it's very effortless, and you may be so giving a fig about not giving a fig that you feel very figgy about this whole giving a fig thing. That just means take a deep breath and say, it doesn't matter. Even if you don't believe it, start saying it. It doesn't matter. I don't give a fig about any of this. And if you need to use the word fuck, use the word fuck. I don't give a fuck about any of this. I don't want the fuckiness of all this to fuck me over and to fuck everything up. Because giving a fig about needing to not give a fig is, of course, not going to work very well. Now, here in these conversations, of course, everything gets very intense because we're so focused on who you really are that you yourself may feel as though you're being pulled along with these ideas, and it may open up ideas within you that you weren't quite expecting. Let yourself ride downstream with all of this. You don't need to give a fig about this conversation or even about the questions you have or whether you agree with any of this. The metaphysics are sound. You may disagree. You may not understand, but we're not here to offer you understanding. We're here to offer you a practicality. When you say, I don't give a fig, I don't give a fuck about what the hell is going on here, you're freeing yourself and you're freeing everything and everyone else. This is another example that might be very helpful. In the corporate world, often it's said, with great wisdom and a great deal of clarity, shit rolls downstream. So at the top, the chief executive officer or the board of directors or the president, whoever it is that owns or runs the company, what they do rolls downstream. So if they're giving out shit, it rolls downstream. Remember, you are sitting at the center of your physical universe. the world that you're manifesting. And everything that you're doing and everything you're about is externalizing out. Now, if you're subtle about this and not trying to control things, we've given several examples of when somebody comes to you and says something unrude, or rather rude or untoward to you, and is very demanding or just kind of mean, and says, like, I don't like you and you're ugly. Remember that that idea would not mean anything unless it already meant something to you. So this is where sometimes it seems to make sense to call this a mirror, but it's not a mirror. Because if somebody else is saying that to you, by that point, that idea, which has been in your mind, has already externalized enough to be put in the mouth of someone else. And when you recognize that that is what is happening, you can let that idea continue to move far away from you. And then you can remember how grateful you are to that person. This person was really kind of an asshole to me. I don't need to pick up the phone when they call. I do not need to reply to their texts. I don't need to answer the door when they knock. I don't need to interact with them. In fact, I may feel a lot better by being far, far away from them, because I adore them and love them and think they're the bee's knees on a very essential level. But on a practical, physical level, I'm doing really good by not punching them in the face. So I think it probably would be better for me and for them for me to be far, far away. Whether that's physically or vibrationally doesn't really matter. What that means is, that's not about how to deal with people who are unpleasant. That's not what that's about. What that's about is recognizing whatever the words were that you heard or whatever they said or did is an externalized thought that's already in your mind. It's moving away from you. That's why we say very vehemently when someone says, oh, the world is a mirror. No, no, no. It's not a mirror. No, 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 no. It's a mirror. It's yesterday's mirror, or the mirror from 3 days ago, or the mirror from 5 weeks ago. Maybe you could put it that way. But each particular part would be a different mirror from a different time. Because what you've got, remember, you're at the center and everything you're manifesting is externalized out. You've got different people and different experiences that are externalizing ideas, some of which you like, which you will gravitate towards and you delight in and revel in, and some of which you don't like, which are giving you the opportunity to turn your attention to something else, to hang up the phone, to not answer the door, to not reply to the text. You're not required to deal with or interact with anything you're manifesting, ever. You have no obligation to any of this. It's externalizing, and it's for your delight. And if it's not delightful, turn away. But don't give a fig about the not delightful. Don't worry about the shit rolling downhill, because it's rolling away from you. Now, here's the other thing to remember. Every person, let's just keep it to people for the time being. Every person is a version of you. And so if someone turns to you and looks at you and says, I think you're stupid and ugly and I don't like you, that probably feels better to them. That's why they're doing it. And you may be very insulted by that statement. Why would anybody feel better being mean to me? It's not that they feel better being mean to you. It's they feel better in some way, shape, or form that you don't really know or understand or have any access to, because they're an external version of you. You've given them independence away from you. And you have. But you do not have to take what they're saying. We don't recommend you punch them in the face. But what we do recommend is that maybe you just be like, oh, well, fuck you too. And then you turn and walk away. Or you just hang up the phone. Or you just be like, oh, well, and a good day to you too, sir. Thank you. And you walk on. But do not take it personally. Do not give a fig about what they're saying, because they're not talking to you. They may be standing right there in front of you with your name in their mouth going blah, 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 blah. And you did this, John Doe, and you did that, Roberta Rowe, and you did that, Susan So, you did it, you did it, you did it, you did it, I hate you, I hate you, I hate you, whatever they're saying. Maybe very intense, maybe very subtle. Giving a fig about their behavior ties you into something you don't actually belong to, that isn't yours, and is not for you, specifically not for you, and the way you know that it's not for you is because it feels worse. If you let them go on their merry way, then you may never see them again or hear those words. But if you try to understand, figure out, process, handle, deal with, manage, or otherwise give figs in some sort of way, you're going to be tied up to it. That's what giving a fig does. It ties you to things you don't like That's why we're calling it give a fig. What we mean is give a fuck. We wouldn't be talking about giving a fuck about things you like. We're talking about giving a fuck about things you don't like. That's why we're using that word. Because it's to make it very clear. You don't like this. Stop managing it. Stop trucking with it. Have nothing to do with it. Do not give a fig about it. Let it be liberated from you. Let it continue to evolve away from you. Whatever it is. So, we think that's probably a very nice way to begin all of this. This is the ongoing power of not giving a fig, because it is an ongoing thing. It's not a one-time thing. It's an ongoing thing. You're likely going to get tripped into this over and over and over again throughout the rest of your life as you pay more attention to the feeling of relief that arises when you stop giving a fig. It will get easier and easier and easier to stop giving a fig. If you try to understand what we're talking about, in other words, if you give a fig about trying to understand not giving a fig, you're likely going to find yourself feeling very figgy about it, and it's not probably going to be very pleasant or delightful. So let this river carry you. Let these ideas carry you. Do not seek to try to understand them or break them apart. Let them rise up to meet you. Let these conversations in this series carry you. Let the other people in these conversations ask questions for you on your behalf, or ask a question on your own behalf as it delights you. But here's a good place to start, if you have not done so already, to start practicing not giving a fig. It's something that we would highly recommend, that you play with, practice with. And let it be okay that other people and situations and conditions and things like your body are not doing everything that you want them to do right at this moment. And as you let that be okay, you don't give a fig about it, it can change and become what you want. In other words, we invite you to give up your figs immediately, if not sooner, so that you can have more and more and more and more of whatever it is you desire to come into form. Because it is coming into form already for you, on your behalf, and to your benefit. So with that, we bring this conversation to a close. We thank you very much for being here for this opening, and we look forward to all that is arising as a result of these words and these ideas and these vibrations amplifying deliciously, delightfully, wonderfully, and powerfully right here and right now. And of course, as good as all of this is, it's only getting better and better and better from here.